Smiling foolishly, Glogalog continued to swig great quantities of the lethal seaweed grog. Some he spat at the fire. But for the most part, he was happy to guzzle the grog, now that he had a taste for it. Spraying and spitting the stuff at random, he soon had several marsh toads croaking in distress as they held wet sand on their smouldering webs and beat out threads of flame racing around their gills. Pearl Queen righted herself on the incoming tide and bobbed in the water with her keel free of the sand. Joseph watched anxiously as the large rollers started to crash along the tide line, rapidly eating up the land. The breeze was springing up stiffly as he helped Duddy and Roof to haul their friend Fatch aboard. Finbar stood ready with a heaving line.
"There's Rosie! We can't wait even with slack sails!"
he shouted. Out of the darkness, Rosie made herself heard. The sea otter shot the line out to the long-limbed figure, pounding through the surf toward his vessel. Rosie caught it with her usual accuracy and was soon pulled aboard. She lay on the deck, chortling helplessly.
"Better pile on all sail, Finn. The way old Glogger thing was performing back there, I think it's all going to end in tears."
Directly after she had finished speaking, there was a loud bang from the shore and sheets of flame shot up high into the night sky. Finbar took Rosie's advice quickly.
"Hoist all sail, mates. Sharp now. Jump to it. Onto those yardarms and loose every stitch of canvas on her."
By the light of following explosions, masses of angry marsh toads could be seen hopping across the beach toward Pearl Queen. Having unfurled the sails, the crew took boarding pikes and any long timbers they could find, and pushing hard, they punted the vessel, trying their best to get her into deep water, away from the hordes of maddened toads speeding over the shore toward them. Pearl Queen bobbed on the incoming waves, slow and stately, despite the frantic pushing of her crew. Roof, Duddy and Fatch sweated and struggled at the stern. Then there was a massive bang as the jugs of grog and the canopied hammock rose skyward in a searing column of flame. The three friends felt a blast of heat from the explosion. Marsh toads threw themselves flat across the sand and in the shallows of the tide line. Finbar slammed the tiller hard over, sending Pearl Queen listing perilously as she turned side on to the shore. Rosie was propelled across the deck. She cannoned into the rail, glaring at the sea otter.
"I say, what in the name of seasons are you up to?"
Finbar Galedeep kept an experienced eye on the sails.
"You leave it to an able-bodied sea beast, ma'am. We're going to run the rollers."
The toads had begun clambering up the stern now. Striking out with their long spars and pikes, the defenders knocked them off into the water. Other toads climbed on the heads of their floundering companions to leap at the ship.